SKD, Lister.
CD, I think, KF4NXY, David.
XY, David, good to meet you. Call here, this Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. Name is Larry.
Yeah, it might take me a little while to learn your call, but I'm fairly good at recognizing voices and names, so probably, hopefully I can keep up with that. You out there in this cold weather tonight?
For a few more minutes. And, I think we've got everything prepared as well as we can. We've never had any pipes to freeze, but I went around and did some extra stuff this time, hoping for the best.
Got everything outside that's exposed to the weather. I got it, you know, all wrapped up and covered. Anything that I think might, you know, really freeze up, I'm going to get the water to drip and come, you know, on into Thursday and Friday night when it gets really cold.
I went over to Mom there and also mother-in-law's. I'd rather go over there and do stuff ahead of time than have to go try to fix broken pipes and afterwards.
I know, I'm trying to fix busted pipes, and this kind of weather definitely is no fun at all.
Summer's going to be busy here come Saturday and Sunday and Monday, but I hope not for their sake and also for people involved, but I've seen it around here one time. I've seen it below zero back when I was.
What I really remember is the time we had a really bad ice storm, and we lost power for here for about a week and a half. And a friend of mine set me up with an old Russian generator and hooked it up to the house, and. It, you know, it wasn't strong enough to run the heat, but we had everything else going.
Gas logs and kerosene lamps. We lost power. It was December of 2002 we lost power for a while, and that was pretty miserable. But, I mean, we were okay. We had that going for us. And we're sitting there with battery-operated TV, just enjoying it while we could.
You know, it wasn't too bad after we got the generator hooked up. You know, we, you know, had the freezer and the refrigerator going, and you know, we watched a little TV, and you know, just throwed some extra blankets on the bed, and we were all right. You know, till the power came back on. So, but. Yeah, that's the main thing, just be prepared for stuff.
Yeah, she'd be in a mess if she lost power, but I'd have to go get her because she's got no backup of anything. But now, one good thing about where she's located, she's right there on the main line. So if they lose power, they're going to do their best to get that main line back up as soon as possible because a lot of people depend on it.
We lived in Lawrence. We were on the same line as the city mayor. So anytime we lost power, it got fixed pretty quick.
I guess I better go ahead and put this mic down. I'm fixing to get into a bunch of traffic, I see. But it's good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
Be careful out there, and have a good Merry Christmas, and I'll catch you again. KF4NXY.
Later, KF4NXY, KC4SKD, I'm clear.